Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, it's International Women's Day. Happy Women's Day to you.
It certainly is, and happy Women's Day to all the women that are listening out there. It certainly is a solemn day. You know, people think of these kind of days as if, you know, they are something similar like to Valentine's Day, and some people erroneously say every day is Women's Day. Every day should be Women's Day because it's about some very, very serious issues.
So let's transplant it and let's talk about Women's Day in Israel in particular. Give us your take on women and women's rights and achievements and failures in Israel.
Well, women's rights is a huge issue, and this is a day that is taken very, very seriously. In fact, all elements of society are very, very involved in commemorating, from civil society, NGOs like women's organizations that you may all be familiar with. Namat, Emuna, Witso, we are all very, very dedicated to the status of women, to the issues of women, and of course in the Knesset, we have our Committee for the Advancement of the Status of Women, on which women's organizations sit, and they work with government on a daily basis to work for issues. And what kind of issues would they be, I hear you asking? Issues like gender parity, the gap in or the disparity in pay between men and women. Issues very, very, very important now around gender-based violence, especially in light of the global pandemic, where many women have been in lockdown or isolated with their abusers. Issues around human trafficking. You know, there's a little-known secret that Israel, years ago, had a dismal record when it came to the trafficking of women and prostitution. And we've certainly cleaned up our act. We are a tier one country and an example to the world in the fight against human trafficking. In fact, a lot of governments send people here to learn from us. We've had a tremendous, tremendous achievements. Women in the army, in fact, the chief of staff, our Ramatkal, Aviv Kochavi, announcing earlier today that one of his major plans is to increase the amount of female officers in the IDF. Women are present in all walks of life. You're very familiar with a certain lady called Golda Meir, one of the first female prime ministers in the world, and you know, we do have that, maybe it's not the right day to say it, but we do have that quote from Ben Gurion saying there's no bigger man in our cabinet than Golda Meir, because she was very, very tough. We have, the first female fighter pilot. We had a South African, lobbying for the right of women to join the pilot program in the IDF. We've got our very own Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot. Certainly extraordinary, but in all spheres of society and across all spectrums of society, from the ultra-Orthodox to minority communities like the Arab community, women are making their mark. We have female CEOs, we have scientists, we have a Nobel Prize winner who's a scientist, Ada Yonat, we have Olympic athletes, I'm not one of them, we have a Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Miriam Naor, a woman. We've had a Speaker of the Knesset, a woman, members of Parliament, journalists. We really, really are present in all aspects of society, but we do have issues that we feel we need to fight for, issues such as, and especially pertinent now, is around employment, protecting the right of employment for women who are pregnant or women who have lost their jobs because of being laid off because of coronavirus, the gap in salaries. It's a very, very, very big issue here. and of course dealing with issues of violence. We've had several women killed already this year as a result of gender-based violence. The most recent killed by her husband, who was a police officer, and this is something that where we might be small in numbers compared to other countries, we are certainly very, very vocal on these kind of issues. And of course, the fight to break through that glass ceiling, to shatter that glass ceiling, is
I listen to you and I'm fascinated, and you've regaled the list of incredible accomplishments. And you would have thought that Israel actually then would have been further down the road. And yet it still struggles with these issues of pay disparity and glass ceilings. And you wonder, gosh, if Israel can't do it, how on earth will the rest of us?
Well, that's a fair point. But also we have to look at the neighborhood that we live in. And we are far, far more ahead than some of our sisters in the neighborhood. And, you know, we have to take this moment to acknowledge the situation that they find themselves in. Women in countries in the region still cannot vote. They don't have the right to vote. They don't have the freedom of movement. You and I discussed just a couple of weeks ago the issue in the Gaza Strip where women are not allowed to go anywhere without a chaperone.
Sure.
Women are not allowed to own property. In some places, women are not allowed to go to work or have a tertiary education, and most certainly not earn a salary. It's only just recently that women in Saudi Arabia have been allowed to drive. I mean, I can't believe that we are having this discussion in 2021, but that is the situation for many women. And even in Israel, within religious communities, we still have the issue with some women being able to get a get. And, you know, I'm going to broach a very controversial subject, especially as I've received my own fair share of abuse for talking about it. And that's the issue of egalitarian prayer, you know, whether or not we agree to women being able to host services, etc., at the Kotel mixed services. We have to respect that, you know, we are a pluralistic society, and we have to make allowances for that. And I've also received my own fair share of some nasty comments for speaking about that right. So we still have some issues
to
fight.
Long way to go, that's for sure. Let's move over to a fascinating story. The Pope apparently went to Abram's birthplace.
Well, this is fascinating because he said something quite extraordinary. He asked the Shiite cleric that was with him, "Where is your Jewish community?" Orcs. Tad bit of an awkward conversation, I would imagine, but the pontiff was in Iraq on a historical mission to the country and to promote interfaith dialogue, and, you know, made very moving speeches and stood with members of all the faiths, and glaringly missing was the Jewish community. And we don't talk about it enough, the situation for the Jews of Arab countries, the Mizrahi Jews who were forced out of these countries, including Iraq, through pogroms, through persecution, executed, basically kicked out when the State of Israel came into existence, leaving over 850,000 refugees. But the pontiff did say that, you know, the plight of Jews that were forced to leave Iraq and the Middle East does need more discussion. So our gratitude to him for raising that issue. And then when he flew over Israeli airspace, also historical, sending a message to our president, Ruvi Rivlin, and acknowledging him and sending a message of peace.
Oh, that's lovely. I didn't know about that. That's not being reported here at all. So good to know, and thank you for that. You must have been through a remarkable weekend in Israel with things opening up. Did you feel like a free person again?
You know what? I do have to admit that last week we were cautious. We were very, very cautious. But I will say now that things are starting to feel sort of normal. I mean, we've had the incredible statistic come in earlier today from the PM saying that we're 5 million vaccinated, and he's estimating that by next month we'll have all our adult population vaccinated, which is an extraordinary achievement. Today we started vaccinating Palestinian workers, but with restaurants, with culture, with event halls, with cafes starting to open up to the vaccinated, it is starting to feel a little bit more like normality. You know, one of the great pastimes in Israel is the ability to conduct a business or to be sociable over a cup of coffee, which is why, guys, the coffee on the go model doesn't work here. We are Israeli. We like to sit and we like to have a discussion over our coffee. It's very much a cultural thing. And we're very tactile, sociable people. And to have not had that for so long, it does feel normal. And to start opening our skies to returning citizens and very, very, very slowly to people in other countries feels like we are headed in the right direction.
I can't tell you how wonderful that is to hear. Ahead of the curve you are, but hopefully we will get there. And that, Rolene Marks, takes us to 5:30. As always, thank you, and look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.
Same time tomorrow, guys. Make every day a woman's day.